Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
It began life as an interval act during the Eurovision Song Contest in 1994, imagine, and grew into a cultural phenomenon that captured imaginations worldwide. As Riverdance celebrates 30 years, the show is coming home to the Gaiety Theatre in Dublin from this June to September. But the Riverdance team says it's focused on finding the new generation. For the past 2 days, they've been holding up auditions in Dublin. Una Kelly reports.
I feel like electricity is running through my body when I'm on stage.
Anna Mae Fitzpatrick is a principal dancer with Riverdance.
It's a buzz that is hard to replicate because every night the feeling is different. I love right before you go on stage and you have those butterflies in your stomach because it's for a different audience every single night.
Did you always know you wanted to do this?
Yes, I did. I started dancing at the age of 4 years old, and shortly after, my mom took me to see the show. And from then on, a dream grew. And over a lot of years and a lot of hard work, alongside my brother, who's also in the show, Fergus, you know, that dream became a reality. It feels right. It doesn't feel like a job. It feels like my dream come true.
And now the fate of other dancers' dreams lie with Anna Mae. She's on the judging panel for the Riverdance auditions. As dancers get in last-minute practice steps in the corridor, the atmosphere feels taut with nerves. Inside the audition room is Porrig Moyes, the CEO of Riverdance.
We're looking for the best of the best. We're looking for the best Irish dancers in the world right now.
Porrig was a principal dancer with the show for 18 years, so knows exactly what it takes to join the company and go on tour.
It takes an incredible amount of hard work, it takes a lot of passion and drive, and it also takes a lot of resilience and grit, because this isn't the easiest place to be, this entertainment sector. It can come with it a lot of hard news, and with that, you need that resilience, you need that grit and belief in yourself to keep coming back.
Porrig says they're looking for people who will push the boundaries of what Riverdance looks like. Some of these dancers could be in the show as early as June. That's when the 30th anniversary version of Riverdance starts in the Gaiety in Dublin. ...300 world-level dancers are auditioning over 2 days, and some have come a very long way to be here.
I'm Santiago Pérez Ponce Morales, and I'm from Mexico, specifically from Querétaro.
How did you get into Irish dancing?
There's this festival in Querétaro that like reunites all of the different countries in the world. The shows and food, and it's like really fun. And about 16 years ago, I saw it there, and I was like, oh my gosh, I want to do that. And then ever since.
And how common is it in Mexico?
I think it's more common than we would think. There's 2 schools in Querétaro, 5 in Mexico City, maybe 3 or 4 scattered around the country.
So you're hoping to get into Riverdance. What do you think that would be like?
I mean, that's basically the dream of, I would say, most Irish dancers.
My name is Ella Davis, and I'm from Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
So you finished your first 2 auditions. What was it like?
It was a little bit nerve-wracking. This is my first official audition. I've done the Riverdance Summer School, so I've auditioned through that, but this was my first formal audition, so it was nerve-wracking but really exciting.
How much do you want to be in Riverdance?
So much. I'll keep trying. It's my absolute dream, and it's my goal. I'm so hopeful, and no matter what, I'll just keep pushing and keep trying, no matter where life takes me.
My name is Robert Fenner, and I'm from Dublin. I've always dreamed of dancing with Riverdance, and I've auditioned before in the past, and the auditioning process is great. So I said, since it's in Dublin, I should give it a go again.
So you've come back again. What does it take to come back and be better and go with your dream again?
I think after the first audition, you just always have to reflect on what you can do better, and maybe not even like dancing-wise, just like your mindset on the day. And just because a lot of it is about performance, and I feel like if you're nervous, you won't perform as well. So I feel like it's like more mentally preparing than physically.
Robert is one of many returning to auditions. The judges say sometimes people have auditioned 3 or 4 times before getting in and then going on to become principal dancers. Anna Mae Fitzpatrick says it takes this kind of determination to become a top-level Irish dancer.
I'd say it takes believing in yourself, working hard. No doesn't mean no forever. You know, you get to decide what you do after you don't get the results that you were hoping for. So any young dancer out there, I would just say never, ever, ever give up on your dream, because anything is possible. If I can do it, you can do it. Be proud of every step along the way, because one day you'll look back and you'll realise that it's the journey that you fell in love with and not the result.
Riverdance itself has also been on quite the journey. From this interval act at the Eurovision in 94 to selling out shows around the world many times over. I ask Pádraig Moyles why so many people in so many different countries connected with Riverdance.
I think first and foremost it's the music. Bill Whelan's Grammy Award winning score speaks to everybody everywhere around the world, and you don't need language in this show to be able to communicate. We get to do it through the music, through the dance, through body language, through performance. It transcends all those language barriers. And I think that people, when they watch Riverdance, it resonates with them, even the rhythmic beats. At the end of the day, we all grew up listening first and foremost to our mother's heartbeat. Somehow, some way, rhythm is ingrained in every single one of us. And I think Riverdance has done an extraordinary job from day one in tapping into that, no pun intended.
What's the future of Riverdance? Could you see it still running in 50 years' time?
I suppose that's our job, is to be able to see it running in 50 years' time. And if we can continue to hire the right people with the right mindset that are willing to go out there and try and be better every single night and understand what this brand represents, not only to this country, but to the wider diaspora of Irish people around the world. So do I see Riverdance running in 50 years' time? I do. I see it very different in 50 years' time. I see it better in 50 years' time. And I see a whole crop of talent that probably aren't even born yet being in it.